Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
The good news is that God has taught us in mind. And this morning, He has sent all the way our national pastor to bring the word to us and release the blessing to us. Hallelujah. Please join me as we welcome Pastor Nicholas Hudo, our national pastor for MTA. Are you sure you are clapping? Is that the best you can do? Let's give God's servant the Midlands welcome. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Is someone excited to see the very first day of the month of March? God saw you through January, saw you through February. Is he not worthy of glory? Lift up those hands. Let's just appreciate him right now.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy. Oh, you're wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy. Oh,
you are worthy.
You are wonderful.
Oh, For from you are all things, and to you are all.
Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. We return all the praise and all the glory back to you for seeing us through the first 2 months of the year. Father, Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for this covenant day of trumpets. Thank you for this covenant day of exemption. Thank you for this prophetic entrance service. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we are redeemed for the top. Thank you, Lord, for what you are set to do here. Father, Lord, do what only your finger can perform in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. A very simple prayer. Father, speak to me in a language that I can understand this morning. Father, send your word my way that will change my world. I am here expectant. Lift up your voice in the next 30 seconds. Just tell God something. Lord, I need a word that will make my world. I need a word that will transform my destiny. Lift up your voice and speak. Lift up your voice and let the word, Lord, hear your voice. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayer. Father, we thank you. Because you say, whenever we call upon you, you will answer us. Father, each and everyone here have called upon you. Father, show your people something today. Touch my tongue and make it like the pen of a ready writer. Communicate your mind to your people this morning. And let none of them miss your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone scream the loudest, amen. Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural doors shall be opening to me as I hold fast to the word and keep making my boast in the Lord. Congratulations, everyone. Amen. Celebrate Jesus with a hand clap and please be comfortably seated. In the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I bring you a greeting from Dartford, amen, our European headquarters. And for someone here, you are the reason I am here today. God will speak a word into your life that will change your story. If you are the one I'm talking about, that amen was too low. In the month of March, I am redeemed for the top. I don't know about you. A little bit louder. At the top of your voice. Well, God's word makes it very clear that you are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. This is our key scripture for this month. Amen. It says, ye are, not you will be, not you were. No, present continuous. You are. Someone say, I am. Now, I don't care what you are going through right now. I don't care what the devil has told you. I don't care what situations and circumstances are showing you. God says, you are. Someone say, I am. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. He goes on to say in verse 15, he says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. He says, but on a candlestick that it giveth light unto all in the house. That means your life should be an illumination for someone's darkness. Your light ought to be an illumination for someone's darkness. Beginning from today, everywhere you enter, you shall be an illumination. Can I hear someone scream the loudest? Amen. At your place of work, you shall be an illumination. On your street, you shall be an illumination. In your family, you shall be an illumination. That is what God has created you to be. That's who he created you to be. Not who you are going to be, but who you are right now. He said, you are the light. And I see someone here, you are beginning to shine. In the wonderful name of Jesus. As an introduction to our teaching series for this month on Sundays, which is understanding the demands of success. Please take note that it is understanding that makes you outstanding. It's understanding that brings you to your place of destiny. It's understanding that arouses faith in your heart. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16, it says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Now, when he's talking about the congregation of the dead, he's not talking about dying and going 6 feet under. Mm-mm. He's talking about the congregation of those who are disconnected from God, dead in their spirits. That means you could be in church, but you are not in touch. When there is no understanding, everything is destroyed. Psalm 82 from verse 5 down to 7, about it, they know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth, they are out of course. I have said that you are children of God. You are gods and you are children of the Most High. We said we shall die like men and perish like the princes. Why? Simple. You didn't understand. When there is no understanding, you cannot become outstanding in any way. You cannot become what God created you to be. This is why understanding biblical instructions is the first step towards getting to the topmost top in life. You may be redeemed for the top, but you will never see the top until you get to the place of understanding. Understanding the demands of success in life. There is someone that, as you live here, as we go through the demand, your story is changing supernaturally. Can I hear a bigger amen? Shout the biggest amen.
Amen.
Because when you diligently hearken to biblical instructions and observe to do them according to Joshua chapter 28 and verse 1, the Bible makes us understand that he will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. On high. And then, you see, when you are on high, then instead of you pursuing blessings, blessings begin to pursue you. He said, and these blessings will pursue you and overtake you because you have hearkened unto the voice of the Lord your God. I see someone here, your story is changing supernaturally. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Observe to do. Amen. All that I've commanded you this day, say, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success. For someone here, the season of failure in your life has come to an end.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen?
The season of failure in your life has come to an end.
Amen.
Success is not just a promise, it's a covenant from God. And a covenant is a deal based on well-defined terms. If we're not understood, can bring about stagnation, failure. But for someone here, God is shining light upon you. And your eyes are opened. When you do what God has directed you to do, God will do what he has promised to do. That's why in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, after Jesus had gone through the whole of his teaching, his message, he said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and you are not doing the things which I say? It's more important to do what God says than to be religious. Someone here under the sound of my voice, God is changing your story supernaturally. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen.
Just one simple instruction to Peter. Amen. Say, cast your nets on the other side. Simple instruction. Now listen, they had been toiling all night, and it's nighttime that they catch fish. They had toiled all night and caught nothing. But Jesus said, I have come that you have life and have it more abundantly. Have success and have it more abundantly. Have good news and have it more abundantly. Someone didn't shout a bigger amen. He said, cast your nets. And Peter, I'm sure he was speaking very loud so that people will not see him like he's crazy. Because in that place, it's only night to catch fish. So he said, at your word, I will cast the net. Yes, yes, he's at my word. Two things happened. He made sure everyone knew that it was Jesus. But he still obeyed. There's someone here, beginning from today, I'm going to take steps in obedience to God. Amen. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen?
Once you find out what God said and you do it, you have set up yourself for a miracle. That's it. And when he casts the net on the right side, there were too many fishes that he had to call people to join him. As they carried them, both ships began to sink. Then he knelt down and said, I'm a sinful man, just depart from me. There is someone here, God is about to shock you.
Amen.
In a way you have never seen before.
Amen.
God is taking you to another level.
Amen.
If you are the one, she implies God is not committed to deliver. Because God said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has come out of my mouth. So if he has told you do this, and you do it, God has no choice but to reach out and do what you have desired from him. For each and everyone here, please take note. God is about to speak to you this morning. When the covenant is broken, breakthrough becomes impossible. For someone here, I decree and I declare that as you go through the demands of success, you shall not break any of them. If you are shouting amen, shout at the top of your voice. I see someone here. Before the middle of this year, something around your life shall change dramatically. Understanding the demands of success. This is part one, amen, for today, the very first Sunday of the month. This month has 5 Sundays, amen. But this is part one. Please take note. This the first one simply says that the divine direction factor for success. Someone say divine direction. The divine direction factor for success. The reason for our success as a commission is simply because every time God speaks, God's servant obeys. Now listen. At a point in time, this commission went to Ghana, early days of the ministry, trying to spread out. And when God's servants went there, or God's servants sent people there, the church was not growing for about 5-6 years. And God's servant went to God and said, Lord, why is church not growing? He said, I am not there with you. Now listen, for each and every one of us, there is a place God wants you to be part-time. Am I talking to someone here? There is a place you should be part-time. When you miss your place, you miss your blessing. He said, I am not there. Huh? You're not there? He said, all of you come back home. And all of them were repatriated back to Nigeria. And the work continued until 1994. God's servant was out, just returning from Zaria. And God told him, it is now time. It's now time to go into Africa for the harvest that needs to be gathered back. And God's servant took off. Every country we entered in Africa, African Gospel Invasion Program, we took over. Do you know why? The time had come. A lot of us run ahead of God. Keep in step with God and see miracles happening in your life. Divine direction. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 5 down to verse 6. Trust God. You see, God will not always tell you things that it is sweet to your ear. But God will always tell you the truth. Trust the truth of God's word concerning your situation. And see God do what only his hand can perform in your life. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25, the Bible said, there is a way that seemeth right to a man. That means there is a way that people in the world think is the right way. Listen to me, beloved. If it is not God's way, it's the wrong way. I'm telling you the truth. I lie not in Christ. If it is not God's way, it is the wrong way. Watch it. Even the laws that we have in this country, they are from the word of God. Are you listening to me? They are from God's word. The Western civilization, the laws that are causing things to move, it's from the Bible. Whenever the nations go against the word, they begin to go down. Why divine direction? Please take note of a few points. Number one, divine direction has proven to be a gateway to a world of supernatural breakthroughs. Every time we followed God's divine directives, no more breakdown around us, only breakthroughs. That becomes your portion. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, and it came to pass that when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although it was near. Please listen. God will not always give you shortcuts to take. It was near. It may have taken 40 days. But God took them through a way that would take 40 years. Please listen and listen very well. When you follow God's way, you can never make a mistake. There was a pillar of fire, a pillar of fire in the night and a pillar of cloud in the day to guide them all through the way. He said he took them not through the way of the Philistines, lest they see war and say, we don't want again, we want to go back to Egypt. God took them through the way that gently their faith will be built up. Through the little challenges, faith is built. Faith is built. Until finally when they came to the wall of Jericho, it was easy for them to continue obeying God because their faith had been built up. There is someone here under the sound of my voice. The challenges you are going through did not come to stop you. They came to build you. You know, without challenge, there is no champion in the house. Without opposition, there is no victory. You know we are winners, right? But it's the only reason that you are truly winning is because there was a battle you were fighting. So when you see things not working the way you wanted them to work, you just relax and smile and say, Lord, what is the new direction for this particular situation? And when you hear from him and you do what he says, something grows inside of you. It's called faith. Your faith grows. Your confidence in God grows. Such that when a bigger challenge comes, you still go back and do the same thing. And God still gives you a word. And your confidence grows the more. There is someone here, beginning from today, every form of timidity, every form of fear of doing what God says disappears from you forever. Can I hear louder, amen?
Amen.
In Psalm 114, the Bible says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. He says, the sea saw it and fled. He said, Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. He said, what LED, O thou sea, that thou fled. Thou Jordan that was driven back. Ye mountain that ye skipped like rams. He said, tremble thou at the presence of the Lord, the presence of the God of Jacob. Wherever God sends you, God is there with you. Beginning from today, every form of mountains around you, they are beginning to flee. Every Jordan is driven back. Can I hear a bigger amen? You are becoming a champion. In Isaiah 48 verse 21, he said, they tested not when he led them through the deserts. Where did he lead them through? Where? Please listen to me. That there is a desert around you does not mean God is with you. God is not with you. Am I talking to someone here? All you need in the midst of a desert is divine direction. He said, they tested not in the midst of the desert. He caused water to flow out of the rock. He cleaved the rocks also. And the waters gushed out. They saw one here. The only way you know that you've received the miracle is because it was impossible for you to do. Am I talking to someone? When it's impossible for you to do, you don't go to Egypt. You go back to God. You don't return to Egypt. No, you go to God. And say, God, what are you saying? And you sit down and wait for him to speak to you. He said, tarry ye until you be endued with power from on high. There is someone here. Scream the loudest, amen. Divinely led to a world of exploits. He was a non-entity such that when he was leaving his father's house, nobody asked him, where are you going? Because if they are asking why he did not know where he was going, they would have locked the gate and said, no, you are not going. But he was a liability. And then there was a bigger liability around him. His name was Lot. So when Abraham said, carry Lot too, please. Both of you can be going. Praise the Lord. There is someone here today. You might have looked like a liability before, but your story is about to change. I say your story is about to change. Abraham's story changed for only one reason. When God said, go, he ran. Please check it out. Go through Genesis from verse 12 all the way down to verse 21, 24. Every time God spoke, Abraham obeyed. Every time God spoke, God told Abraham, circumcise yourself. He circumcised himself. God told Abraham, the son that you have been waiting for 25 years, go and kill him. He carried him early in the morning. And I normally tell people, Abraham left early in the morning so that Sarah would not wake up and ask him where he's going. Because if Sarah had woken up, it is not Isaac that would have been sacrificed. It's Abraham. When Abraham turned back, he said, God, I'm giving you Abraham. He rushed out. For everyone here, the grace to continually obey God, his divine directives, is released upon your life. Yeah. Number two, misdirection can be very costly. Very costly. In fact, it can be outrightly destructive. It can destroy a destiny. Just going a different way than God said than what God said he should do. Listen to what God says in chapter 30 from verse 1. Isaiah 30 from verse 1. He said, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. A lot of people are looking for advice everywhere. Going left, right, center, looking for advice, but they have not gone down on their knees to ask, Lord, what are you saying about this particular issue? Not just asking, but sitting down to wait to hear. He said, woe to the rebellious children that cover with a covering, but not my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Sin there is defined as disobedience. You are in sin when you are doing what you know God says you should not do. That is sin. In verse 2, he said, I walk to go down into Egypt. Please listen. Egypt is not talking about a geographical location. It's talking about a system. Egypt is the system of the world. That the world beats its chest that this is what will work. This is how it should work. This is what should work. And a lot of times outside of the word of God is Egypt. Please listen and listen very well. You know, the Bible says that the borrower is servant to a lender. There is nothing you are looking for from God that God cannot give you. When I arrived after my missionary journey to Nigeria, praise God, in October 2024, the wonderful board of trustees at the time offered me a car. I was very happy. Praise the Lord. He said, you have about 12,000 to buy a good car. Because our national pastor should drive a good car. Praise the Lord. I was very happy. I was happy until they told me that the car that I will buy, that over the next 3 years, I'll be paying £300. Ah? You know, I was just coming from Nigeria. Exchange rate is 2,000 naira to £1. My head did calculation. 600,000 a month for a car. Kaluma. For what? It's more than the salary I was earning in Nigeria. I said, thank you, sir. I don't want the car. I don't want the car. God will make a way. Now listen, God always makes a way where there seems to be no way. A few weeks later, or the way they do on TikTok, a few moments later, someone just walked up to me, not a church member, sir, walked up to me and gave me the keys of a car. Now, the car, yeah, a Ford Focus, a solid car. It can take me from point A to point B. Praise the Lord. I collected the car and I kept driving the car. I enjoyed the car. But just last month, God saw my faithfulness in not going the way of the world. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, you can do all your kind of car, this thing, as you like, as you are led by God. But to me, no, I have more things to do with money. I have kingdom advancement to pursue with my money than to be pursuing a car. Just last year, God blessed me with another car. This time, 22 plates, amen. The one I had before is 59, 22. Very soon, I'm going to have 26. Someone just walked in during the fasting and prayer and brought me the keys of a car. He said, me and my wife, we this. God has been speaking to us about this car. Nice white car, amen. Just dropped the key in my hand, and I look at the window. When I saw the car, I nodded my head. I said, God is walking. When I checked the worth of the car, about £12,500, exactly what I was told I should be borrowing, and I will still be paying today. I will pay till 2027. There is someone here. When you follow God, you will not miss road. Our time is fast spent. Very quickly, you will not be misdirected. Someone said, I shall not be misdirected. There are too many opportunities for misdirection. Too many. Some people right now, they are in the wrong country. You ought not to be. You are struggling. You have become illegal and more over illegal. Sometimes you just sit down and say, God, what next? A young man came to meet me before I left for Nigeria and asked and told me, sir, the only reason I'm coming here now is because I want you to just bless me. I am going back to the country of my origin. I'm struggling too much. Now, as he came and he said, I just want you just to say a word. Now, normally, a normal me, oh yeah, hurry up. When are you leaving? Pack your things. Have you bought the ticket? But at that moment, God just spoke to me that this man is about to make a mistake. He said, tell him that he shouldn't move, that a miracle is awaiting him. Honestly, I just spoke the way he came to me. Now, to show you that it was God, when he came back to meet me, I've forgotten. He said, Pastor, do you remember when I came to meet you? I said, when was that? He now began to recount. He said, he told me this, he told me that. So I said, okay, so that's this after I've returned. This just this year, in January. He said, Pastor, I've been wanting to come and see you, but I've not gathered myself together very well the way I want to see you. He said, but God told me that I should not miss coming today to come and see you. And he told me that after that encounter, everything turned around. He was about to take a wrong step. No one here shall take a wrong step. He said, everything turned around for his favor. He got his settlement. All his children now have British passports. He's just in the last step of, indefinite leave to remain to get his own. He said, Pastor, everything, including my job, everything turned around just by me obeying what God said through you. A miracle happened. On the flip side, a sister came to meet me, struggling. This one was while I was here. Struggling, nothing working. And she came to meet me and said, Pastor, pray. I want to see breakthrough. I'm not married. I finished my degree. I'm almost getting, my time is almost finishing in this country. And I looked, and then she said, God said I should come and meet you, that you give me a word. Ah. I said, are you sure? I said, are you sure? He said, yes, I'm sure. I said, okay. And inside of me, I said, something just told me this is not her place. And I told her, God is telling me to tell you that this is not your place. You have finished your degree. God will open it. Miracles will happen for you there. It is not what she wanted to hear. And unlike the other man, it's easier to hear that one than the other one. Now, she went back and was struggling with it. 6 months later, she came back. After all the struggles, her time in the country almost, he said, Pastor, I've decided to do as you said. I said, no, it was not what I said. You are the one that said, God said, you should come to me, that he has a word for you. It's God that spoke to you, not me. He said, yes, I know. He said, I've decided to do what God said. And she left. Dearly beloved, shortly she was married. Before she got married, she got a beautiful job. She has a job such that she can travel here and go back anywhere she wants to go. No trouble. Please listen. If you are misdirected, you can miss a lot of good things. You shall not be misdirected. Divine direction is an asset of inestimable value. You can be the best in your class. Everything wonderful. But yet, because you left God's path, struggles continue. Struggles. I see someone, every single one of your struggles come to an end. Isaiah chapter 48 from verse 18, it says, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. Then hide thy peace being as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. He said, thy seed also would have been as the sand, thy offspring, the offspring of thy bowels, like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. In verse 21, it says, they tested not when he led them. There is someone here, beginning from today, you are entering into goodness and mercy. Yeah. Psalm 23, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 6. Amen. It ended up with goodness and mercy shall follow. When the Lord is your shepherd, when the Lord is leading you, you go beside the still waters. Amen. No evil befalls you. A miracle is happening for someone today. If you are the one, scream the loudest, amen. Please take note, how does divine direction result in supernatural breakthroughs? Number one, and I've mentioned this before, when God leads, he goes before the led. God is with you when he leads you. Just like he was with the children of Israel. The Bible says that there was a pillar of fire in the night. And then there was a pillar of cloud in the daytime. When the pillar stopped, they stopped. When the pillar moved, they moved. There are some times that you are too much in a hurry. Therefore, you begin to worry. No. Stay in step with God. Because God goes with the led. Isaiah 45 and verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. He says, and I will open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Whose right hand I have held. Can you imagine a parent in the midst of a market? Amen. Holding the hand of his child. That child may not see what's going on, but that child can never get lost. Am I talking to someone here? He's holding the hand of the child, or his hand is on the head of the child, and he's moving with the child. As long as that child allows the hand to be on his head, he cannot miss where he's going. He cannot get lost. He cannot get into trouble. The hand is on the head, moving him from one place to the other. That's divine direction. There is someone here. You don't need to see where you are going. You just need to keep God's hand on your head. As long as God's hand is on your head, you can never get into trouble, sir. You can never get into the wickedness of the wicked around your life. Someone's story is about to change. Now, if you are the one I'm talking about, please scream the loudest, amen. Amen. He says in verse 3, I will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Let me tell someone here today, I prophesy into your life that you are entering into the place of success. You are entering into the place of exploits. As your ears are open to hear what God says, a miracle is happening for you. When he leads, he goes with the lead to make him unstoppable. He goes with you. He goes before you. He goes with you. When you are following divine direction, God begins to walk with you. Someone say walk. He does walk on your behalf. Amen. He walks through you to produce good results. He said, for it is God which walketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. He also walks for the led. Faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. There is nothing bigger than you when it is God that said you should do it. Because if God says you should do it, God is the one that will do it by himself. Can I hear amen, someone? 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it. Important things to note concerning divine direction. The God factor, it is the God factor. Or the God factor is what makes divine direction an asset of inestimable value. If God be for us, who can be against us? I see someone here beginning from today. Your confidence in God will arise. You know, the Bible says, cast not away your confidence, which has got a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. After that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Cast not away your confidence. Be confident in God. Be confident in God. If God says you should do it, then go ahead and do it. Stop listening to what people say. Some people pay too much attention to Egypt. What people say is Egypt. It's an Egyptian phenomenon. God is delivering someone from Egypt. But how do we access divine direction? Very simply, one must be born again. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Revelation comes, God opens your eyes to see deeper things. So beginning from today, you shall make a U-turn. He said, turn at my reproof, and I will pour out my spirit into you and make my words known to you. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Except a man is born again, he will keep struggling again and again and again. But that shall not be your testimony. In John chapter 10, verse 4, he said, when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. His own sheep. You only become a sheep when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you are here, you have not done that, too important. But it's not just to be born again. You have to remain born again. Not only should you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, you should maintain your walk with God. You see, walk in the Spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. A lot of times when we don't walk in the Spirit, we walk out of the will of God and end up in the hands of the wicked. And after the wicked have punished you, you now begin to blame God for not helping you. And in blaming God, you begin to take steps away from God. When that is the time you grab God, hold him more. And sometimes, you even leave the faith. And begin to search for answers and results elsewhere. God is saying today, return. Rededicate your life to me. And let me show you something that will change your story forever. I know there are some people here that God is speaking to you as an individual through that statement I just made. I see something change around your life. Another way that we access divine direction is through prayers. Ask God. Ask God. In that Isaiah 30 that we read earlier, it says, woe to the rebellious children. In verse 2, it says, they walk down to go into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth. You have not asked me, what should I do? There is someone here beginning from today. Whenever challenge arises, or whenever situations arise, it doesn't even have to be a challenge. Where there is need for a decision, there is need for an answer from God to you. I see someone here, God shall be speaking to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number three, God leads us through his word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word. I see God's word becoming a light to someone's path here. In the name of Jesus. God leads us through three major ways. Number one is the word of God. Someone say the word of God. What he tells us in his word. In fact, this is the most powerful way to know what God wants for you. The number two way he leads us is through the word from his servants. God speaks through his servants to us. One of the most important ways is through the witness of God's spirit in your spirit. There are times that you want to take a step and you know inside of you that is the wrong one. Am I talking to someone here? If you are born again, you're a child of God, you know this step is wrong. Then you begin to make excuses inside of yourself. Why you should. God speaks to us as individuals. There is someone here, God shall speak to you this season. And you shall not miss God. If you are shouting, amen, shout like a believer. Amen. Finally, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which is what I'm talking about, amen. A spirit of witnessing with your spirit that you are a child of God. God speaks to you. He said, how be it, when he, the spirit of truth, come, he shall guide into all truth. John chapter 16 and verse 13. He shall guide you into everything that is true. Please take note. Every time God is speaking, it will be at odds to the world. Most times God speaks is at odds with the world. So you have a choice to make. You know, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the... He said, if you like, go and serve the other gods at the other side, on the other side of the flood. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Someone here, you have a decision to make. As I'm speaking, God is speaking to you. And you know you have a decision to make. We shall make the right one. Please take note that God is committed to leading us as long as we are committed to following him. God spoke to his servant very clear. He said, I am committed to leading you as long as you are committed to following me. I am committed to leading you. Right where you are seated, lift up your right hand and say, Father, I commit myself to your leadership. Make it a prayer right now. Just make it a prayer. I commit myself to follow your leading. I commit myself to your leadership. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you have prayed, so shall it come to pass. Today is our covenant day of exemption. Someone celebrate Jesus with a hand clap. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, from today, no man can trouble you. Amen. You didn't hear me. No devil can trouble you. As the anointing comes upon your head today, everything that is contrary to the plan and purpose of God around you, it shall come to naught. Amen. We had a powerful testimony in the first service. A lady suddenly felt something come on her, and she told the husband, something strange just happened. And the husband took it a bit lightly. But she said, I knew what happened. And she began to intercede. And then suddenly, from one thing to another, and suddenly she just collapsed. Affliction began to set in. When she collapsed, the children were around. And then when she was revived, she said, take me to church. I need extra spiritual help. And the husband said, what you need is hospital. He said, no, I need to get to church. He said, by the next day, I believe she, that part of her testimony, she, you know, but I believe that she came to church. He said by the next day, the devil had lost the battle over her life. But then she heard news from a far country that someone that was seeking to afflict her had passed on. And the beginning of the passing on, the day that she made declaration and anointed herself, the person began swelling up. Swelling up. And the day she was set free, the person died. Listen to me. Anyone that is firing arrow against your destiny, seven times back to sender. I say he's going seven times back to the sender. God is exempting you from every evil. Please take note. What you carry is more than what any enemy carries. Shalabaru tayaba. Anyone that tries you has entered into the den of the liar. Please take note and take note very well. You are the son and daughter of the living God, the one that created heavens and earth and everything. He said, you know, in Isaiah, he said, I created the waster to destroy. There is someone here beginning from today. Satan has no power over your life. I did not hear your amen. I said the devil has no power over your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 15. He said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in fire. Amen. No, 15. Take it from 15. 16, sorry. Yes, I have created the waster to destroy. Even the devil was created by God. How much more you that are a child of God? Satan has no power over you. You know why we pray in the name of Jesus? You are simply saying, I'm not the one talking, it's Jesus talking. It's like when Amazon sends someone to bring a letter to you. You understand? Amen. They put the sender's address. The person that is not, he is just a messenger. Amen. The person that sent it is the one that actually is there. Amen. For instance, if you bought something from wherever, the one that brought it is just a messenger. Listen to me. When you give your life to Christ, God has taken over your life. You are no longer the one. It's no longer I that liveth. It's no longer I. But Jesus lives in me. The life that I live is now Jesus that has it. I'm telling you, from the moment you are saved, Satan has no power over your life. Any demon that has tormented you till now is coming under judgment. There are some people here, in the night you cannot sleep. Why? As a Christian, you can't sleep in the night. No precaution. The devil should not dream. Hey, I bind, I cast. Shut up. Turn over to the other side and tell the devil, come and meet me on this other side of the bed. Kurapataya. God's servant saw in his dream a coffin. And he saw himself inside. He smiled. He said, devil, you came too late. I know who I am in Christ. And of course, a dead man cannot see himself inside the coffin. So that is not me there. It's you, the devil, that is inside there. He said, when I woke up from the dream, I did not pray. I didn't have to pray. I know who I am in Christ. Some of you, your prayer is too much. It's because you don't know who is your father. Amen. I see someone here, your story is changing. You see, being at the place of prayer is to grow spiritually. There are some battles you don't need to fight. God has fought them and won them already. When you struggle, you're sweating because someone is oppressing you. If someone tries to oppress, it is because he doesn't know who you are. You tell him who you are by demonstrating what God said about you. One of the demonstrations is silence. I don't want to answer you because you are just wasting my time. We went on outreach, amen, with pastor, and then one drunk man came and was making all kind of boasts. He said, now tell me, is it okay to kill people? From your Bible, is it okay to kill people? I said, what do you mean kill people? And then, he said,
I know you are a Nigerian. you are very smart people. You want, answer me. I say, okay. It is well. We just brought you the message of salvation. I don't have any time answering nonsense. So I told him, we brought you the message of salvation. He said, answer my question. I said, you have not asked a proper question. It's too broad. I say, if you have answered asked a proper question, I will answer you. But the major thing, we have brought the message of salvation. And after that, he kept on ranting. I just left him alone. Because I knew it was the devil inside of him that is speaking. He first said he would rather be a Muslim. And I said, no. I'd rather be a Buddhist. We should also be Buddhist. In fact, I'm serving Satan. I just knew. It's demons speaking through him. He said, God kills people. Yes, now. Thou shalt not suffer a wish to live. If you decide to do wickedly, Pakule Marie, you go for it. In case you came in here, there is witchcraft hanging around your body. You know, when the children all gather, witches also gather, Satan also gather. Abba, Yakune Mali, he came to the wrong place, except to repent. Our time is finished. I'm minus 10. Amen. Listen to me. The way God kept the children of Israel in the midst of satanic affliction, in the midst of plagues, I decree you are exempted from every evil. Amen. If you are the one I'm talking about, shout the loudest, amen. Amen. I decree that there shall no evil befall you. Amen. I decree that no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. If you are the one I'm talking about, shout the loudest, amen. By covenant, evil should not be before you. Therefore, beginning from today, I decree and I declare, you are exempted. Rise up to your feet with me. Hallelujah. Every form of gross darkness comes to an end. Now listen, you shall not die before your time. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. From today, you shall be exercising your exemption rights. One major way is that you just give your life to Christ. Once you give your life, or you rededicate your life to Christ, you become exempted. Automatic. The oil will become a seal. Amen. It says, touch not those on whom there is a seal on their heads. Amen. You keep loving God, keep serving God, and then see yourself growing in grace. Please listen. In any relationship, it is love that makes it grow. Someone say love. Once you are in love with the company where you are working for, you will spend extra time more than what they are paying you. Am I talking to someone here? Once you are in love with a young lady or a young man, people will spend a lot of time together, give your time to each other, until you give the whole of your life to each other and become married. Love always gives something. If truly you love God, what has moved from you to God? Now, not just about giving money. What of your time, your resources, your expertise? Praise the Lord. There is someone here, the love of God is coming upon you. If you are the one, scream the loudest, amen. I say, scream the loudest, amen. All eyes closed and all heads bowed. If you are here today, I want to pray for someone here. And then we are going to pray over the anointing and release some blessings. But if you are here and you're not born again, it is the very first step on the pathway to the topmost top. Until you are redeemed, you are not ready for the top. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are here and you want me to pray for you so that you reconnect back to God. Just lift up your right hand like so. Amen. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless each and every one hand lifted here. Please lift up your hand. God bless you, sir. Lift up your hand. God bless you, sir. God, lift up your hand. Just keep it lifted like that. I want to pray for you. Your life must change. The struggles must come to an end. You must be exempted from every evil. Every satanic force against you is coming to an end. But first, you must realign with God. Lift up those hands right where you are. Amen. Please, if you have lifted up your hand, just come to the front here. Come closer to the front. Amen. I want to pray for you. Come to the altar. Come. Come to the altar. Give myself away. Oh Lord, I give myself away. Please, wherever you are, come quickly to the front. So you can give myself away.
So you.
For each and everyone here in front, I want you to put your right hand on your chest like so. Amen. Put your right hand on your chest and just say this prayer after me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sins and wash me with your precious blood. From today, I decide to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Keep that hand on your chest as I pray. Father, Lord, for each and everyone here, both here on the altar and even in the congregation whose hands are on their chests, I decree and I declare that beginning from today, brand new starts. A brand new start. Father, Lord, they are reconnected back to heaven. Father, those giving their lives to you for the first time, I decree they shall never go back. Those rededicating their lives to you, Father, a fresh new start. I decree and declare they are connected to you. Nothing shall disconnect them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Please open your eyes and just for a brief moment, just meet with our officials here. Just go with our officials. They'll just share a word with you and you come back and join us. Don't worry. Your things are safe. You'll come back and join us. Amen. Praise the Lord. In case you pray that prayer, please, you can just join them as well. You're in the congregation, you pray the prayer. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare that as this oil comes upon us, it's a seal. The Bible makes us understand. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So I say, touch not. Now, as this oil comes upon your head, it is a seal of touch not. Satan, you can't touch this one. Our sister said, I anointed myself. As if she knew that today was anointed. He said, and anointed myself. Immediately she anointed herself. The person that threw arrow against her got under affliction. I decree right now that as this oil comes upon you, whatsoever has been a challenge around your life, if there is any agent of the wicked that is challenging, you are exempted from such challenge. And the challenge that was thrown at you goes back to the one that threw it. Seven times fold in the precious name of Jesus. This oil is blessed already. The Shiloh anointing has been put inside. As it passes around, please just touch it and put it on your head. Amen. Just one touch, put it on your head. Praise God. Just one finger. Amen. How many fingers? Show me one finger, please. Amen. Just one. Amen. Put it. Don't do like this. Amen. I'll be drinking it. And just one touch. Amen. How many touches? Hallelujah. The pride quite goes to lead us in high praise, even as we partake of the anointing. Hallelujah. Let's go, choir.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, he reigns.
Celebrate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Is someone ready to give God some glory? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come
glory
on now.
Be yeah. to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For his goodness.
Everybody
yeah,
shout hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
All the glory. Adoration in the highest.
Hallelujah.
You make me wonder, Baba.
I wonder.
Come on, give me a dance. A dance.
You make me wonder, Daddy.
Now listen, we are going to change that song a little bit.
Amen. You make me wonder. I am a living wonder.
Listen, 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 listen. Pay attention.
Yeah. You make me wonder. I am a living wonder.
Keep quiet. Nah, let me sing.
Yeah. You make me wonder. I am a living wonder. I am a living. Again. I am a
wonder.
You make me wonder.
Daddy.
You make me wonder.
I am a wonder.
You make me wonder.
Now, let's sing it. Let's sing it. Let's sing it.
You make me a praise you. I will praise you forever.
Now listen.
You make me a praise you. I will praise you forever. Just listen now. You make me praise, a praise. You make me a praise, oh, I will praise you forever.
You make me praise you. You make me praise you.
I will praise you forever.
You make me praise you. You make me praise you. You make me praise you.
Listen.
Somebody celebrate God.
Hallelujah. We are still praising God. In the mode of that praise and victory thanks, everyone who is here for the very first time, please with your bags, your Bible, your jacket, whatever you came to church with, this is the time you want to come to the altar. We are going to be praying for you very shortly before we shut down. Let's carry on that praise. I'm sure somebody can see their victory exemption. So join the choir as we are singing that praise. Please, all our first timers, come forward. God bless you. Keep coming if you are coming, please. Everyone celebrate the Lord. He has done it. God has done it. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming.
Somebody celebrate Jesus with a clap of praise. Hallelujah.
You can make it bigger. Come on, church.
You can make it bigger, 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 bigger. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Please, church, take your seat as we welcome our special guest. Your testimony is already confirmed, and we'll be hearing it from this altar in Jesus' mighty name. For all of our first-timers and all our guests today, we want to welcome you into God's presence. Welcome you to Winners Chapel International, Birmingham, the home of signs and wonders. We want you to know that you are not here by accident. God has led your feet here, and he's done that so that your story will change and that your life will never remain the same again. God never brings people to himself and leave them the same way they are. And so that is the confidence we have, that you have come to a place of settlement, you have come to a place of testimony, and you have come to a place of life transformation in the name of Jesus. As you take your time to settle down here and take advantage of everything that God is doing, we'll be hearing your testimony. We'll be hearing your testimony. We're going to be asking our God servant that is in our midst, our national pastor, to come and pray for you so that we can release his prophetic blessing and the blessings of the house to go home with you. Hallelujah. Church, again, please, let's welcome our national pastor as he releases prophetic blessing.
In Jesus' wonderful name. Father Lord, I thank you for these beautiful people that you brought to church today for the first time. I ask, Father Lord, this shall not be their last time. For every one of them, the blessing of this house for today shall speak in their lives. Everyone that has been undergoing any form of satanic torment, I decree that beginning from now, they are exempted. Exempted from sickness. Exempted from disease. Exempted from failure. Exempted from satanic oppression. I decree they are exempted from stagnation. They are exempted from every evil report around their lives. In the name of Jesus, they've entered into this house of exemption. I decree no evil befalls them. No plague comes near their dwelling. As they take roots downwards here, they shall be bearing fruits of testimonies upwards. In the mighty name of Jesus. No evil report around your life. In Jesus' wonderful name, you are welcome. God bless you all. Please just go with our officials here. Amen. Someone celebrate Jesus. More, 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 more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare, for each and everyone under the sound of my voice, this covenant day of exemption speaks in your life. I decree you are exempted from all evils. The darkness that comes upon Egypt shall not affect you in the land of Goshen. I decree that every form of hail and storm that comes around the world, it shall not fall in this land of Goshen. In the name of Jesus, their cattle were killed, died. That is their business going down. I decree that for everyone here, your business shall never go down. The works of your hand shall never go down. The Bible says that you shall be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Beginning from now, you are above oppression. You are above satanic affliction. No wickedness of the wicked can touch you again. Every arrows of Satan, none of them can locate you. In the precious name of Jesus. By the oil that has come upon your head, you become a touch not. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. There is a prophetic unction upon these grounds. It begins to speak in your life. You shall be returning here with a testimony of good news, of blessings, of favor and breakthroughs. If you are the one, scream the loudest, amen. So go in peace, return with a testimony, return with a breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. This month of March, you are marching forward. Nothing is permitted to stop you. In Jesus' wonderful name. good news. Please take note of some few announcements. Amen. Very important. This week is our week of spiritual emphasis. Amen. Please, the most important thing to emphasize is your spirituality. You see, the problem with people not hearing God is because they are not spiritual. When we have a time of spiritual emphasis, like, it helps your ear to open up, your spiritual ear, because we are praying and fasting. On Wednesday, prayer and fasting. Thursday, prayer and fasting. Friday, prayer and fasting. You cannot make it here. There are HFCs, you know, Harvest Fellowship Centers all around. Please try and make sure that you go to one of them and be blessed there. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in case you are nothing is there, you connect to Canaan land. Praise the Lord. By all means, wait on the Lord. You don't need to come here to wait on the Lord. Amen. It has been passing your mouth too much food. Amen. Someone once said that, you know, when we fast, amen, we increase capacity for the spirit to enter. Because the spirit is in the belly of man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone say belly. So if you eat too much, you reduce room for your spirit to grow. So when you are fasting, you open up your belly. Amen. I say, why? I say, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living. It's after you have fasted. Amen. Not after you have eaten padayam. Praise the Lord. And then also remember that Sunday is a financial fortune banquet. Praise the Lord. If there is anything we are known for in this commission, it's financial fortune. Praise the Lord. As you come, God will visit you specially. So go in peace and return with the testimony.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.